And we are back. Welcome back to another episode of the Deep Press Cincinnati Sports Fan Podcast. This is your instant reaction podcast as your Cincinnati Bengals fall to the Kansas City Chiefs 25-17 on the last day of 2023. As I record this podcast, it is 2024. So happy new year to all you guys that listen to my podcast. I appreciate you guys. It's a new year, new resolutions, new blessings, new adventures, new opportunities, new everything. And honestly, I think the Bengals need a fresh start. As I said, season's over. They were eliminated from playoff contention on Sunday. And listen, I had no hope going into this game. The Bengals, they fought well in the first half. The first half looked like the Bengals were going to be in this game for the long haul, and they were, but in the second half, they weren't good enough. The first half, they were good enough to win the football game, but in the second half, no points on offense. The defense was able to bend but not break. They were able to hold the Chiefs to field goals, but at the end of the day, too many just explosive plays, too many missed tackles, too many penalties, and that's just pretty much the Bengals' season right there in a nutshell, unfortunately. And without number nine, it's just props to Jake Browning. And it's not his fault. He didn't know that Joe Burrow was going to be out for the rest of the season with a wrist injury that requires surgery. But he's a backup, so you just never know in the NFL if your franchise quarterback or your starting quarterback gets hurt and he's out for the season, you have to play. But Jake Browning did his best. And I think the whole team, yeah, I said on the podcast when I said that the Bengals gave up against the Steelers in the first half of that game, it looked like it. But throughout, without Joe Burrow, I thought the Bengals fought hard, but they weren't good enough. And this year, they weren't good enough on defense. They weren't good enough on offense. Just in general, special teams, coaching, it wasn't good. Even some of the players that we know on this team that are really good, they had a really bad season. And we can talk about all of this in the offseason and just dissect this whole season, what they need to do to get better into 2024. But all I got to say is that this year in the NFL is just, you know, with injuries, especially injuries to the quarterback position, injuries in key spots and key areas on the teams, it's happening all over the NFL. But unfortunately for Cincinnati Bengals, they've had injuries in spots in the team where you need those type of players. But it starts with your quarterback. It starts with number nine. And not having him there, it's unfortunate. It really is. So Bengals are right now 8-8 on the season. They got one football game left of the season against the Cleveland Browns next Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern on CBS. That game means absolutely nothing because the Cleveland Browns are already clinched into the 5 seed in AFC. And obviously the Bengals are eliminated from playoff contention. So the Bengals are playing for what? You're 8-8. If you win that game, you get a winning season. If you lose, losing season. Either way, I'm still going to watch the game because I'm still a Bengals fan and I just want to see how this team fight in the last game of the season. And some players are going to be fighting for potential jobs next year. Their jobs are on the line in this game. So it still means something for the players on a team that are battling for roster spots or trying to showcase what they're going to do next season. So this will be a good, like, audition tape. Even though you're not going to play against the Browns starter because they're resting for their AFC wildcard playoff game the next week. But we'll talk about the Chiefs game in the podcast recapping the game this week. But here are the final stats. Jake Browning was 19 for 33 for 197, a touchdown, no interception. Dude was sacked 6 times. The Bengals offensive line was getting eat up, especially in the last drive of the football game where the Bengals needed a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. It just felt like the Bengals offensive line was just getting railed. And they were getting railed in the second half by the Chiefs defensive line. First half, all the Bengals offensive line played really decent. And in the second half, it was just Chris Jones and then Everyone else in that Chiefs defensive line just wreaked havoc on the Bengals offensive line. Jake Browning had a QBR of 79.0 and a rating of 85.0. Joe Mixon, 21 carries, 65 yards. Jake Browning also had a rushing touchdown. He ran the ball for 32 yards on 7 carries. Jamar Chase was questionable all week with the separated shoulder. He did play. He gave it a go. He wasn't 100%. He had 3 catches, 41 yards. Tanner Hudson had 3 catches, 38 yards. Tyler Boyd, 2 catches, 29 yards. Chase Brown, 2 catches, 23 yards. Joe Mixon, 4 catches, 22 yards. And the touchdown reception. T. Higgins left the game early with a hamstring injury. And I'll talk about that on the podcast this week, recapping this game. Love T to death, but my goodness, since he's been a Bengal, since he's been in the league, I feel like T. Higgins have always had a hamstring injury, and it's becoming concerning. And I don't know if the Bengals are going to re-sign T. I want to, but him getting hurt is just, it's to the point where it's just like, man, I just don't know if we want to keep a player that is just injury prone. But T. Higgins is so good. He is literally a top 10 receiver when healthy. So he did come back in the game because he wanted to be out there for his teammates. And I appreciate T doing that. But man, that hamstring of his, it's just every season. It's just a nagging thing for him. And then the Bengals defense, let's see. Mike Hilton had a sack. Trey Hendrickson had a sack and a forced fumble that led to a Bengals touchdown in that drive. CTB came back. He got burnt on a long reception by Rashee Rice of the Chiefs receiver that went 67 yards. The Bengals defense as a whole still giving up chunk plays. Isaiah Pacheco literally had like 80 yards of rushing in the first quarter. And I knew that was going to happen. Like, what are we doing? Brad Robbins, not good. McPherson had a 34-yard field goal. Bengals got a lot of questions, man. They got a lot of questions that need answered in the offseason. It's going to be a very important offseason. I think this is the biggest offseason so far in the Joe Burrow era. It really is. Bengals need to address a lot of issues on the team. They really do. On the Chiefs side, Mahomes 21 for 29 for 244, 245, 1 touchdown, no picks. He was sacked twice. QBR 50.2. Isaiah Pacheco, 18 carries, 130, 7.2 average yards per rush, a long of 37. Rashee Rice, 5 catches, 127. Half of that came on that 67-yard reception that CTB got beat. Justin Watson had 1 catch, 41 yards, another explosive play. Pacheco, 7 catches, 35 yards, touchdown reception. Travis Kelce, everyone thought he was going to have a big game. He only had 3 catches for 16 yards. Chiefs defense was really good. George Karlaftis had a 1.5 sack. Chris Jones had a sack. Overall, the Chiefs defense wreaked havoc on Jake Browning. 6 sacks, including 4 in the Bengals' last offensive drive of the game. And then, let's see, Richie James had a huge 27-yard punt return that set the Chiefs up in good field position in the fourth quarter. Harrison Butker was pretty much the player of the game for the Chiefs. This dude had 6 field goals. He was 6 for 6 and a long of 54. So, like I said in the beginning, with the Steelers beating the Seahawks, unfortunately, the Bengals are eliminated from playoff contention. It's unfortunate, but hey, that's the life of football. It's not always going to be your season. And with the Bengals having so many injuries to start, and it all started in the training camp in July when Joe Burrow hurt his calf. It just felt like this is not made for the Bengals this year, unfortunately. Yes, I had the Bengals in the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, I had the Bengals winning. Obviously, I'm wrong. Eagles are frauds, so that pick looks absolutely silly. But my guy Tommy, picked the Baltimore Ravens to go to the Super Bowl and win it. Honestly, he looks like a genius right now because right now, the Baltimore Ravens, I hate saying this because I don't like that team. I don't like some of the players on that team. But damn, that football team, Right now, they're the best football team in the NFL. And the only team that can beat them is themselves, honestly. But if I had to be honest, if I can pick one team in the AFC that can challenge Baltimore, I hate saying this too, but I think it's the Cleveland Browns. I really do think so. And if the Ravens and Browns play each other in the playoffs, those division games in the playoffs are so tough. And remember, the last meeting between the Ravens and the Browns was in Baltimore. And yes, Deshaun Watson was the Browns quarterback. Enter Joe Flacco, who looks like the next Joe Montana of 39 years old. The Browns came back in that game in Baltimore. They won in Baltimore, overcoming a double-digit deficit to win that game at the buzzer by a game-winning field goal. So people are saying, what about the Bills? What about the Dolphins? I mean, Ravens put 56 on the Dolphins on Sunday. No way. No way. And the Chiefs, no. Chiefs are going to finally go on a road playoff game for the first time in the Patrick Mahomes era. They're going to get humbled. And then that's it. That's pretty much it. I think the Cleveland Browns, I hate saying that, but I think the Browns are a threat to the Ravens. But if the Browns don't bring their A game, if they do end up playing the Ravens in the playoffs, Ravens are going to represent the AFC in the playoffs. I mean, in the Super Bowl. And I hate saying that, but it's true. It's true. So we'll talk about that more later as the playoffs begin. But I love you guys. I know this is the shortest instant reaction podcast, but listen, it's Hoot Day forever. I'm always going to be a Bengals fan, obviously. And it is what it is. It really is. But next year will be better. Next year will be better. It's already 2024. Okay? Well, moving on. Joe's going to be healthy. We're going to address the needs on defense, and it's going to be a better year next year. So I love you guys. Appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. First podcast of 2024 already in the books. More to come in this new year. Love you guys. I will be back this week to recap the Bengals and Chiefs and talk about what the hell the Bengals need to do this offseason to get better in the new year. Love you guys. Peace.